He's the famous frontman pulling double duty for both the Angels and the Screaming Jets. But even one of the busiest musos in Australia still has to stop for lunch and a chat to Oz Music's biggest names. This is the Oztober Lunch with Gleeso from the Screaming Jets.
And this is our Lunch with Gleeso catch-up podcast, with conversations you may have missed earlier and the parts we just didn't have time to play today.
Dave Faulkner from the Lahoodoo Gurus, they were originally known as back in the day. Dave, how you going, mate?
I'm good, thanks, Dave. It's now, nice to have another Dave to talk to. It's not a popular name anymore, is it?
Yeah, it used to be as popular as Tom, Dick and Harry, but not much anymore.
We're special.
Mate, you're 1981, you guys formed in little old Sydney town. And for me, growing up in Newcastle with, you know, Angels and AC/DC influences, you were the first taste of kind of indie, alternate kind of music.
Weirdo music.
But you brought that kind of alternate thing to the mainstream, along with a couple of other bands at the time. But suddenly that garage sound came into the mainstream.
Yeah, well, the Sunny Boys were there before us, and we were very much, following in their wake. But I guess, yeah, we just sort of drew on a few things that were kind of a bit outside the mainstream at the time and probably still are, you know, some sort of old 50s and 60s and stuff like that that it hadn't been heard for a while. So when we brought it back in our own sort of style, it kind of surprised people a little bit.
For me, the introduction was Mars Needs Guitars, which was just chock full of great hooks and hard-hitting guitars and sounds like that. Was that something that came from those influences? I mean, we do have a rich history of guitar influence rock in Australia, eh?
Absolutely. A lot of the bands you talked about before, you know, the mainstream bands, obviously we were hearing that stuff too. But to be honest, when we were, you know, coming to the fore, the music that was like on the charts was a lot of electronic stuff, you know, with the, you know, Human League and, you know, all those different bands like that, you know, and playing guitars was not that fashionable at the time. In fact, it was kind of, you were considered to be so out of date that no one cared about you. It's true, you know, it's funny. I mean, people, actually, it could be that way again, by the way. You know, guitars aren't selling in the stores, I believe. Everyone's buying turntables or something. But, you know, these things go up and down. To me, it's just music anyway, whether you make it, whether it was a computer or, or on a guitar. It doesn't matter as long as you write a decent song and have something to say.
So and of course you parlayed that success into overseas success, but it must have been a wild frontier in the 80s to leave Australia and head over to the big bad west coast of America, and then obviously you had massive success on college radio over there.
Yeah, it was funny. You know, we didn't really know what we were doing, so we didn't really sort of get too in awe of the whole thing. We just did it the way we did everywhere else, just play songs and hope people liked it. And somehow they did. And we were kind of a bit flavor of the month on the college radio, well, for quite a few months, quite a while. But it didn't quite translate through to the, mainstream success over there, which was, a shame for my bank balance now. But, I've done all right. And, you know, I'm not at all worried about that. We really had a great time playing over there. We toured there a lot, every album pretty much. Right through our career, and we'd play really big venues and stuff, but it's just that, you know, when you compare that to Whitney Houston or something, you're not really making much of an impact.
Here we are many years later, Dave, and you're still out there on the road rocking all around Australia.
It's true. You know, we did break up for 6 years in the late 90s, and we were serious about, you know, breaking up forever, but some damn songs came along that I wrote that didn't sound right with anyone else. I actually tried rehearsing with other bands, other musicians, should I say, and for some reason it just didn't work. And I knew the songs were good, but it wasn't until I started to get the old crew together again and those songs suddenly sounded right that I knew there was something, you know, important to be done. So we reformed and we've been going ever since. So that was like 2004. So our career now is nearly as long as our career before the breakup.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, you get with a bunch of guys, yourself, Brad and Richard, who've kind of been together all that time. And there's just magic, isn't there?
There is. You know, there's a certain chemistry in a group of players. When you work together a lot, you kind of go beyond just your personal thing and it becomes a group sort of identity, and in a way I'm as much controlled by that. Even though I write the songs, the band kind of selects my songs and makes them work or not. You know, not, I don't mean the people, I mean the actual, just us together when we work, that's the band. And there's a sort of a spirit there that I didn't really recognize until after we broke up, that there was something, some sort of magic, and And that was only after working with other musicians and seeing that was missing that I, you know, when I came back to it, I could really see it strong, that that identity. And as I say, the songs I write kind of are chosen by the band. I can't really force the band to play anything of mine. I just, you know, it just works or it doesn't.
I do see you've got something on the horizon for next year. There's the Under the Southern Stars.
Oh, I think you might know about this for a good reason, Dave.
Line up.
I think you're there too, my friend.
Oh, am I? You know how it goes. I don't know what band I'm in at the from one day to the next.
Oh, the Angels, you are playing with us. I know you are playing with us.
Oh, beautiful.
You know that. Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. Didn't you know that?
No.
He does now.
Well, maybe they've got Axl Rose or something. I don't know.
But perhaps like the interchangeable front man. Anything else on the horizon?
Look, we've got a few odd things coming up. We're doing a couple of shows over in WA in November, though. October, you know, we're all free. So I'm just relaxing, enjoying the spring.
Lovely stuff.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show today, Dave. All the best and good luck with the next gig where the other Dave is not sure whether he's a part of or not.
You'll be there, I know.
Someone to get in touch with me. Cheers, Dave.
See you, Dave.
This is the Oztober Lunch with Gleeso.